Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Writing fiction. I'm probably the last person you want to talk to about this. Seriously, a story builder I am not. That said, I see the power in this approach. And the biggest source of that power is in those broader themes that inspire and motivate. That right there is the difference between a good book, a good story, and a best-selling book that generates all sorts of opportunities. So the big question, how do we choose our big theme? There's so many options. Here are my favorite tactics. First up, and pretty obvious one, consider your reader. Put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, what would be the most helpful for them while going through their experience? Again, in this book, it was about finding your voice, which is a great message for young adults who are just starting to navigate their life. Second, what do you want to remind your reader of? What will they forget while in the throes of their current situation? Remember, we're pulling back the curtain here. To continue using the book as an example, sure, the details of the idol factory were severe. Not all young adults will experience that level of control and scrutiny. But they can understand ongoing criticism on a small scale. So again, what do you want to remind the reader while they go on this journey with you? What can they take and apply to their life? Answering these questions can direct our thinking and narrow our choices. All we need to do is to get the list down to the top three. Beyond that, it's a judgment call. Any option will probably work just fine. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.